Everybody, welcome back to the Love Letters to Broadway podcast, the podcast where we give you Broadway tips and tricks and advice. We discuss our adventures, we review Broadway shows, and we gossip because we're besties and we like to ramble. My name is
Yes.
Michelle. Yes.
My name is Skylar.
And we're the Broadway besties that I'm referring to. So, welcome back to today's episode. It is episode 21.
Look at us, consistent queens.
We are in the 20s. Our podcast has officially become a 20-year-old. We are 21 now. This podcast can drink
Oh, we can
alcohol.
drink.
We can drink. So today is an interesting episode. It's the beginning of the year. To be honest, there's not much going on in the Broadway world right now, but we have some fun things we want to discuss. We're going to do our usual hyperfixation songs. We're going to talk about what we think the first show we see should be. We'll do a little bit of Broadway news, and we're going to talk about our top five shows again, like just overall top five so we can see how it changes by the end of the year. And we're going to talk about what would be our
We're
perfect
gonna
Broadway
talk.
days? We're gonna talk.
Talk. Talk
We're
about
gonna
the sauce.
talk. We're gonna talk about the sauce a
Sauce
little.
and a
We're gonna
dog.
spill the tea a little bit. We're gonna gossip. We're gonna schmooze.
So dead.
And I'm gonna sit here sipping my Starbucks while we do it.
I know, I'm very jealous about that. I'm very jealous. I have my
Sorry.
water.
I'm sorry. I will let you know though, this is not from your favorite Starbucks, so don't be too jealous.
Okay, because I love that man. The one time he
Almost
right. There's not much to get. What was the word I'm looking for? No, there's not much you could say to get on my good side.
made me spit up.
And he just said I look nice in that dress, and I said, oh. Chef kiss.
He was flirting. He was
And I was
flirting,
like,
is what he was
fine.
doing.
Never forget. But that Starbucks is really good. Because I feel like the ones by me, it's like, ugh, hit or miss.
Yeah, you gotta find the right barista, as they say.
Although I've become an at-home barista, I'm killing the Nespresso game. Killing it.
Very good. Very good.
It's yummy.
I use my Keurig.
See,
Popping.
I don't even have a Keurig. I have old school grounds, like an old woman.
But an espresso is fancy schmancy.
It's yummy. Once you learn how to like use it, it's good.
Should I get an espresso one day?
I mean,
Should I request that for my birthday this year?
maybe. You could get decaf pods.
That's my concern. Can I get decaf? If I can get decaf, I would do an
Yeah,
espresso.
that's the only one I have left is a decaf pod because I
That's
don't use it.
the issue. There's not enough Keurig decaf options.
The way you say Keurig, I say Keurig.
Is
How do you say it?
it Keurig?
Keurig.
It's not Carrick.
Ferrero Rocher. No, Keurig. Keurig.
Carrick, Carrick.
Keurig.
I always say I love my Carrick machine.
Okay, so if you're listening to this, go on, I don't know, TikTok, take a video of yourself saying Keurig or Keurig and let us know.
Yeah, let us know who's wrong.
Like, because I've never heard anybody say it like that.
I feel like you're probably right. It's probably cure. Not it doesn't feel right. Keurig.
Keurig.
Cure.
Keurig.
Cure. No, see, my throat does not move in that
It won't do
functionality.
it. That's wild.
Keurig. Cure. Ugh, that hurts my. That's like I feel like when I do that, my throat like popping.
Here goes our rambling. Keurig or Keurig?
I'm going with Keurig.
I'm going Keurig. I don't know.
I
Okay,
make
that's
my
fair.
I use my Keurig. I make my little Dunkin' decaf. I put in a little Kit Kat Coffee
Oh,
Mate.
coffee, delicious.
Kit
I
Kat
have
Coffee
the
Mate.
Starbucks dairy free. They have vanilla now.
Oh, you got the fancy stuff.
So good.
You know,
Worth every
if you
penny.
take the Starbucks vanilla coffee creamer, you froth it a little bit. You got
Yeah.
yourself the sweet cream cold foam.
I do love a good frothy froth. I do love it.
Oh, We're a little off topic.
Yeah. Back to
That's
Broadway.
okay. Back to the Broadway. I guess we shall
Which we've not
begin.
seen Broadway.
No, we have not. And we are struggling mentally, physically,
Physically, emotionally.
emotionally a lot. We saw like one show in December.
That's weird.
I don't even know what to say about it. We are praying that we get to see something this weekend.
Yeah.
Which we're going to talk about in a little bit. We do want to talk about what should our first show be. But before
Yeah.
that, let's get started with our hyperfixation songs of the year.
Oh, it's whoa. This would be crazy to look back in next January. Because it'll be like a full year.
Ooh, see how our tastes have
This is like
changed.
our first hyperfixation songs of 2025. That's insane.
Interesting. And I feel like my songs don't even line up with what I usually listen to, which is weird.
Mine make perfect sense.
I'm sure yours do. I don't doubt it.
You
Would you like me to begin first, or do you want to begin first?
could go first. Why not?
Okay.
Why not?
So, my songs are definitely a little different this week, everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. Rock your body. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
In my number three spot for the
Yeah.
week is not a Broadway song.
Wow.
It is Black Magic by Little Mix.
Oh my God, that's a throwback.
Throwback. I always tend to go back to that song like a couple times a year because it is such a jam. Lock my door. Like, it's such a
I met
jam.
them. I have a picture of Perry Edwards.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, you weren't allowed to take selfies, but it was my birthday, and I was like in middle school. I was like, you know what? F this. And I took a selfie.
What'd she say?
She smiled for it.
Did she
And
talk to
that's what
you
I did.
Britishly?
Yeah, I think so. I don't fully remember because it was like a fever dream, I feel like.
Wow. Was this when she was dating Zayn?
Yeah, I'm literally sending you the picture now.
Wow, you touched a person who touched Zayn. I want to see the picture.
Wow, that's insane. I didn't even think about that. She's like a goddess.
Oh, she's so pretty.
Yeah.
Well, that's so funny. Look at you.
It looks like
Honestly, though, sometimes, some ways you look very similar. Like you're with the glasses, and now
Yeah.
you have the darker hair again.
Yeah. I
You can
cut off
tell
my
it's
whole
you, but
face.
now you're like older.
Yeah. And I was wearing a vest, a jean vest.
Okay, listen, that was the rage back then.
It really was. And camel
We
leggings.
were stylish,
Oh,
so.
yeah. Oh, yeah.
So yeah, that's number three this week.
That's a good
Number
one.
two is a change for me. I've
Oh.
gotten a little bit into the K-pop world this week, which
Really?
again is something else. Sometimes once in a blue moon, I find a K-pop song I like, and I'm like, oh yeah, I could jam, I could like this. Last year, I was digging a lot Dynamite by BTS. That was my jam last year. Today's second song, which is another jam, is Pink Venom by Blackpink. You know it. Don't make that face.
I don't.
It's
Sing
just
a
a
part of it.
taste that pink venom, get that pink venom, get that pink venom, get them straight to you. Don't mind. No. Straight to...
No,
You
don't.
know it. It's all over the radio.
Oh, I don't listen to the radio. I don't even have it in my car.
That's why. But that is my second choice this week. Another one that I would say is equal to tied to in second place is the Appetit song by Bruno Mars and Rosé. Appetit, petit, appetit, petit, appetit, petit.
I'm out of, I'm not cultural.
And but just so you know, when I say appetit, I'm speaking Korean. That's right. I speak Korean now.
What does that even mean?
It means apartment.
Well, apartment?
Appetit, appetit.
So they're just saying apartment?
Yes, appetit, petit,
Like,
appetit.
go to your apartment?
I don't know. All I know is I'm speaking Korean. I'm
There you go.
fluent.
Fluency.
I'm fluent,
You'll know how
okay?
to get to someone's apartment.
Yeah, I'm gonna say appetit.
And they'll be like,
Tip.
here we go.
And in my number one spot this week is we're going back to Elf, and
Oh,
it's once again
yes.
Never Fall in Love with an Elf. I love that
Iconic.
song. I love it so much.
Can I tell you, I've been like depressed since Christmas is over?
I'm not surprised.
Like full depression.
Not
Like my
surprised you're in
tree is
that.
still up. I gotta take it down, but I don't want to.
Well, you know what? You can leave it up all year if you want.
Yeah.
There are people who do that. I don't
I did get the Polar Express train for Christmas. But I was a little upset I
know.
got it on Christmas.
You
You
can't
know what I mean?
use it till next
Wait
year.
till next year. I mean, great gesture. 10 out of 10. But, yeah.
You'll make use of it. You got a lot more Christmases to go. But I know it's
Yes.
like that time of year where all the holidays are over. I'm just depressed. Back to the
Right?
grind of work.
That's what, like, I don't want real life to start.
No, and that's why we need to go see a Broadway show.
Yeah, because like, I'm going back to school. Like actual school.
Even worse. Even worse.
Depression. Okay, so my top three make
Yes.
perfect sense because my obsession has gone insane
Is it
since
Irish man? Irish man, Irish
Irishman.
man.
I can't stop. But it's gonna be Irishman, something else than Irishman. So, at number three is Wait For Me, the West End version. His voice is insane.
Don't
Like,
yell at me. I still haven't listened to it.
okay, well, if we go Saturday, that's what we're listening to. Because you need to listen. I don't know, we'll talk about it later. Because really, holy moly. If they don't release Jordan Fisher singing anything, I'm just listening to this album. I'm sorry, Reeve. I'm sorry, Eva. Your voices are incredible. But he just like growls in a way that I can't explain.
Really?
Like, it's just raw emotion.
It's the accent.
It's got me in a chokehold, but obsessed. And like, I just replay his part. Like, I'm coming with me. So good.
Very
So
good.
good. I love Hades. I'm back in that Hades Town obsession.
I've noticed that. I've noticed that the last couple weeks.
Like, yeah. So I'm back obsessed. And number two is Defying Gravity, the Wicked movie.
Excelente.
Obviously, as I'm laying with my Wicked blanket. Obviously.
Excelente.
And number one is If It's True, the West End version. So, in this version, he says a different lyric. They change something. When, you know, when he goes into the whole, I believe our answer matters more than anything they say, and goes like off. He changes, and you need to listen to it because I don't want to spoil it. Because the first time I heard it, I was like, it makes perfect sense. And I wish that the Broadway version did this because what he's not gonna ruin it because it's such a cool moment when you realize it. It is so
I
good.
have to listen to the Broadway one and then listen to that one and compare. Because I don't really know the Broadway one enough, I think, to realize the lyric change.
Yeah, it's so good. Like when I heard it the first time, I was like, oh my God.
So when are we flying to the West End?
Like, he's not in it anymore, but I would pro shot. But I think they're gonna do a pro shot. This is my prediction. I think they're doing a pro shot when all the original cast is going to the West End. I think they'll do a pro shot.
That would make sense for them to try to get the originals back if they were gonna do one.
Yeah.
Which is a little disappointing because, to be honest, I really want a pro shot of Jordan.
I want it so badly, or at least like him and Maya singing the album. Like, and they could just do it live. Like, do it on YouTube or something.
I'm surprised they haven't done anything.
I
Because he's
need
been in
to.
it for a very long time now.
No, it's gonna be so sad when he leaves. I saw him stage dooring last Thursday.
Really?
Last Thursday. was on TikTok.
You think he came out because the holidays?
I don't know. It was just like random. I guess he's just picking and choosing. Maybe if he sees that it's not like psychotic out there, he goes out.
Yeah, but knowing our luck, if we were to go again,
It would be on a
it'll
weekend or something, yeah.
it'll be cuckoo.
I mean, I don't feel the need to meet him, but it's just interesting that he's picking now when it's like freezing.
And also everyone's getting sick, like you keep hearing about it.
Yeah.
It's a little weird, it's a little backwards.
Should we talk about that? Gypsy, like almost a full week.
Yeah, but now, well, yeah, the Gypsy was closed like the last week. Now they're back. I heard it was stomach flu.
Interesting.
I have no, I like, I want to see the show, but I'm a little scared to go right now. Like, I don't even know if I want to be in the room with the cast knowing they all just got over being sick, if that makes sense. Like,
Is it just the stomach or is it the noro or is that all the same thing? Like, I don't even know anymore with all these sicknesses.
I don't know, I get confused. But last I heard stomach flu, which I did hear there's a lot of weird stomach things going on right now with people, and I have a feeling that was that.
Yo, I would rather be coughing and sneezing than ever have a stomach problem.
Yeah, I hate stomach problems. It's the most uncomfortable feeling.
Nope.
I don't know. I want to try to go see it. I know we've been entering the lottery for it. But I'm a little
Yeah.
afraid. I'll also be really pissed if we go and they're like, yeah, it's canceled again.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. So one of my friends was going. She got tickets for one of those shows. They didn't notify her until like an hour before the show, and she lives on Long Island.
Were they on their way already?
Yep.
Wow.
So she took a train, so she just got off the next stop and then went the other way. But
Wow.
not right.
They
Like,
could make
if
it
you're
at
gonna
least.
cancel,
They
it should be
had
more than an
to.
hour.
When the shows were being canceled for almost a full week, they had to have known in advance, like more than an hour, that it wasn't going to happen. Like,
Well,
that's just sick.
yeah.
That's just sick to me.
Right?
That's the thing. Like, part of me, like, doesn't want to support shows that do that. Like, it's kind of the
Like,
same
they
way we
don't
felt
care.
about Death Becomes Her. When that happened, they didn't even let us know until we were at the theater. Like I don't
Yeah,
want to
but it
support
helped
that, but
us.
I want to see the show.
That's the problem. It's like, I understand, like, people get sick. Like, of course. But it's like, the morning of, like at 9 o'clock in the morning, it should be called. Because you have people coming from Staten Island, Jersey, Long Island. Like, you have people coming from a far distance to see the shows.
Even by like noon, if it's like an
Yeah.
8 o'clock show, by noon, everyone from the cast is up. They know if they're feeling good or not.
Yeah. I was shocked. And she's like, now I can't even see it till like the end of January.
Oh, they rebooked her?
Because she bought it in way in advance.
That's horrible.
Damn, it's
That's horrible that she
crazy.
was on her way. They should refund her for the commute.
They should. They should, but that's the issue is have some respect for the people too. Like, have respect for us a little bit at some point. Because you have respect for your actors, we have respect for your actors. So it's like, have a little respect for us too.
And if they didn't let people know until an hour before, I'm sure there are people that showed up at the theater.
Oh, yeah. I saw a video of this girl too at the theater, and she's like, there's no way this is canceled.
What about like older people who don't really have emails? Like
Yeah, that's
like
horrible.
they sure they showed up. It really bothers me.
Yeah, and that. Too, if there's older people, you know how hard it is for them to leave the house?
Oh
I
my
know.
God. I can't even think about it.
Crazy. Crazy. So we understand. Like, we're not saying, like, we're not mad that they canceled. It's just, like, in advance, you need to, like, let people know.
At least somewhat in advance. Give them a few hours. That 1 hour thing bu is what bugs me more than anything.
Yeah, like, that's crazy. Because you know people are already on their way.
So. Talking about Gypsy, one of the things that we wanted to discuss is what should our first show be of 2025? And one of the shows we've been considering is Gypsy, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't know because I'm a little nervous still to go this soon after all the sicknesses.
Because I don't want them canceling on us.
I don't. We,
I think it should
yeah.
be Sunset.
I really want to go to see Sunset. When is Mandy in until?
I think it's like January 11th or something like that.
We gotta double check. So we did do a questionnaire on our TikTok asking what people think our first show should be. The suggestions were The Outsiders, Wicked, or Sunset were the top suggestions.
And
I think we should also do a poll on our Instagram as well, though. We have not done one on there.
yeah, I put the video on there.
I'm gonna set
We
up a poll
should.
as we speak right now and see if we could get some discussion going in real time.
Someone recommended Wicked, and did you see what the average lowest price of Wicked was last week, Michelle?
No.
$300 for
You're
those.
lying.
It was like a record.
That's
Insane.
disgusting.
Isn't that insane? I was like, yeah,
Three,
we're
you know
not
why?
going
It's
to Wicked.
all the people who have never seen part two.
Yes.
Act two, they're all running in to go find out what happened.
Literally, I think Trisha took Moses to see it in like LA. They do it in one of the theaters because she's like, I want him to see part two. But yeah, insane. So we will not be seeing Wicked. Honestly, I feel like Sunset or honestly The Outsiders should probably be it because that's on brand. Like, I don't know if it should be a new show that we should see.
So you want to do Outsiders or Sunset?
Like, because I'm conflicted. So I'm like, should it be a new show?
See, part of me is like we should spend our money on a new show. But the other
Yeah.
part of me is like happiness.
That's like, we guaranteed happiness.
I just posted on our story on Instagram. Let's see if we get some live reactions. I wrote, "Hey guys, what should our first show of 2025 be? We need suggestions. Recording the podcast now. Help us out for some live voting." So we'll see if we get
Perfect.
any responses by the end of the podcast. Curious to see what the audience says. But internally speaking, I want to see Outsiders and Sunset.
I know that's the problem. Because I'm like, I mean, there is a lot of new shows opening that we're excited about. Like, we're gonna go see Smash, Betty Boop, The Last 5 Years, all that. But that's not till like March. So we have this like weird time between now and March. We're like in limbo, so like,
Yeah. Well, we are seeing in February, we're seeing you're in town.
I'm so excited. I didn't
I
look up a
cannot
single
wait for
thing
that.
about it.
Me neither. I'm not looking. No one tell us. No one
Don't say a
spoil.
thing. I also have a proposition, not a preposition. I'm thinking in terms of we should ask them what we should dress up as for BravoCon.
Yes, that too. I don't know if I want to dress up. I mean, I don't know if I want to dress up multiple times. Maybe like one day.
I think we should. It'll be fun.
I want to go one day wearing something Love Letters, though. Like Love Letter Broadway t-shirt or something. Something cute. We gotta at least
Yeah,
wear our
that's like
buttons.
cute. Yeah.
We have to
Yeah.
discuss. We must discuss.
Yeah, there's a
I thought we
lot to
wanted to go
discuss.
as Tracy and Penny.
Yeah, I want to do that. I want to do that. I started looking.
I feel like no matter where we go, we look like Tracy and Penny. To be honest.
Literally, especially now that my hair is like semi-red, I
I
got
guess we'll
it.
see. We'll see. But I guess moving on to some Broadway news, talking about Wicked, going back to that for a second, Wicked at Home finally came out, the Wicked movie,
So quick.
with deleted scenes and extended scenes. We have not watched it yet.
No, and people on TikTok, I'm sorry,
They
they
don't
are
even give you a
so
day.
mad. Stop posting the deleted scenes. Stop doing it. Have
They
you seen the
don't
amount of time?
even. Yeah.
The amount of times I go quickly? S
Me too.
works.
They don't even give you a day. I saw one extended scene with Bach and Elphaba, and that's the only one I've watched.
Me too. But because you know why? Well, I only saw the beginning of it. because it started talking right away.
Yeah, you have
I
no
was
choice.
so mad. So mad.
And apparently there's also a version of the movie that came out, Wicked Commentary version, where you hear just Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande talking over the whole movie and giving behind the scenes like tea.
Oh, that's funny.
So we have a lot of versions to watch.
There's a lot of Wicked to be had.
But like, people suck. All these spoilers are pissing me off.
It's making me so mad. So mad.
Frustrating.
So mad. And like, I was so happy that we didn't get the cameo spoiled.
Thank
Thank
God.
God. Jinx.
Owe me a Diet Coke.
But yeah, I was mad about that. That's my rant.
Yeah, I agree. I'm very pissed about that. The Wicked film, though, also did surpass Mamma Mia now as the top
That's
grossing
crazy.
highest musical movie. I'm not surprised.
I mean, yeah, I feel like the Mamma Mia had like a resurgence this year within like the younger generations.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, like every bar I go to, they play Dancing Queen now. Yeah. But
It's a
yeah,
great
like,
song, great
it's
music.
great. I never watched the new one, did you?
No.
I like
I
couldn't.
tried. Yeah, it didn't feel right without Meryl Streep. Like, they literally killed off Donna.
Yeah, no. That was a no for me. I don't like when they do stuff like that. Can we
Yeah,
talk about
well, it's.
something?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you see that musical where it's a monkey?
What?
A new movie musical with the monkey?
What are you talking about?
Hold on. You didn't see the commercial for it? Better Man. It's a literal monkey.
What are you talking about?
Better Man is a
What?
2024 musical biop that features a CGI monkey as a main character, portraying the life of British pop star Robbie Williams. And it's coming out. Like, huh? It's a little monkey.
Oh no. Oh no. That's why is it a monkey?
I don't know.
Oh no. Oh no. This looks creepy and I do not like it. It comes out Christmas. Wait, it said release date December 25th, 2024. It's out already.
Yeah. But I just learned of it like 2 days ago. I was like, what the heck?
Why is the monkey in Better Man? He has a song, Me and the Monkey. The monkey represents his addiction to cocaine and his struggle to free himself from it.
Isn't that weird?
I don't think this is something for us, unfortunately.
But you know what's weird too is, have you seen any advertisement anywhere?
No, I did not even know this was coming out.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I thought that was weird.
Very, very strange.
Yeah, that's a new movie musical.
Okay, a lot of monkeys this year.
Yeah, like weird.
Lot of monkeys. The only other big piece of Broadway news this week is that Back to the Future closed this Sunday. So by the time this podcast comes out, it will be closed.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah, I'm very upset about it because I personally really liked it. But I think it's
What?
time. I kind of think it's time. Like, it's been on for a long time, but
How long has it been on
still.
Broadway?
I think it's been a few years already. How long has Back to the Future been on Broadway? They opened up August 2023.
Okay.
About, it says about 18 months. It's a decent amount for like a newer show.
Yeah, but it's weird. That's a big theater.
I wonder what's going to open there next.
What do you think could be in there with the new shows that are opening?
Oh, it's already been announced.
Oh.
Good Night and Good Luck will open at the Winter Garden Theater in New York
That
City in
George
March
Clooney.
2025. Yep.
Who, I'm not seeing that.
I want to see that. Hey,
Really? You want to see that?
do you know what it's about?
No.
It's about I watched the movie. It's a movie. I watched the
Oh.
movie version of it in college in journalism class. It's the story of reporter Edward R. Murrow, and it's about how he took a big stand against the McCarthy era
I
propaganda on
watched
TV.
that.
Yes, that's Good Night and Good Luck.
Oh, I
And
watched that. My
I remember
journalism, I took a class too. I love that class.
did we have the same journalism teacher in
There's a
college?
lady.
There was a man.
Blonde haired
But
lady.
yes, it's that one. It's discussed in every journalism class. I actually really like the movie and I want to see the show.
Okay, I'll see it now. I was being
Thank
spiteful
you.
because it's taking over Back to the Future.
That's
I
okay.
feel bad.
Spitefulness is fine, but you've realized the wrong in your ways.
Yeah, I'm wrong, and I'm the first to apologize when I'm.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
My bad, my bad.
But yeah, I'm actually like, I really kind of want to see that.
Yeah, that could be good. But
Is
those
it a,
ticket prices, though.
well, I'm sure they're gonna be crazy because George Clooney, but is it gonna be a play or a musical? I'm assuming a play.
Play.
See, that's the only thing. I think that theater is way too big for a play.
That's what I was thinking, too. It's huge, that theater. Like, the orchestra itself is how long? Like, up to Z, at least.
Or more? Or did they go into the double? It says it's a 1500 cap theater.
That's insane.
I don't know. It
That's
just
insane.
feels a little big to me for a play. But I guess we'll see. I guess at least we won't have children next to us at this show. Like we
Taking
did
their
before.
shoes off.
Oh my God.
Can I just tell you another thing about people taking their shoes off on a
Sure.
tangent?
Sure, go
If
ahead.
you are in public, if you are in public at the gym or at a theater, would you ever take your shoes off?
No, who did?
At the gym this whole week, all these people be taking off their shoes and walking around shoeless.
That's how you get warts
Isn't that
on
disgusting?
your
Like, they have
feet
socks
and
on,
fungus. Oh, they have
but
socks?
they have
That's
socks,
better.
but
Well, are they walking around because they're doing like yoga or something? Like
no, they're lifting weights
in
or like,
socks?
yeah, and like jumping.
But see, that's stupid because if you drop the
Right?
weight, you're gonna break your toe. The whole point of the shoe is to protect your foot.
I don't know. Every time I walk past them, like, yucky. I point at them and go, yucky. That's
You say it
yucky.
to them?
No.
Okay,
No.
good.
I'm just
Okay.
kidding. In my head, I'm yucky. Like, that's
See, this is
gross.
the thing though. I wouldn't doubt you actually saying it to
Yeah,
them.
that's the problem. That's a problem. That's, yeah.
Sometimes when we go places, the things that I feel like you don't even realize you say are so funny.
I could
Like
imagine.
it just comes out of you sometimes. Like when we're walking in to a show and you say to the ushers randomly, "I have to go potty. Where's the potty?" I'm like, "What?"
Bathroom, woman. Bathroom.
No, but
Not
what do you say to
potty.
them with such like a straight face? I have to go potty.
Oh my God. The worst was I was in Target the other day, and this lady was taking too long to just. She was texting, okay? I was in the checkout line, and she was just standing there texting. And I go, ugh. And she looks, she goes, sorry. And I'm like, no, like, move.
You said that?
Yeah.
I can't.
And then I didn't realize I did it. And I was like, and then I was like, you know what? Yeah, move. You're in no way.
We can't take you anywhere.
No.
So, switching gears a little bit, this is not Broadway news, but it was something that really upset me to know. So, I did not realize on Today Kicks when you have like the different tiered memberships, I did not realize that that it resets how many tickets you need to proceed to the next level in the beginning of January. I did not get notified or anything that I was reaching the limit. So Skylar and I were two tickets away from hitting gold.
Yeah.
And now as of this morning I see when I go on the app, it says I need 16 tickets now to hit gold. And I
That's
first need to re
insane.
I'm still silver status, but I need to rebuild up to keep status for the following year and then get gold. Which I'm like, that's another eight shows.
Yeah, that's insane. And like we use Today Ticks, but like not that often.
It's really more for like rushes.
Yeah, we haven't been successful. That they should have sent out like a mass notification.
Yeah, it should have been notified. Like, just a reminder, you only have like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And to be honest, you and me probably would have bought something just to get
Yeah,
the status.
exactly. Exactly. Yeah, so this is like a PSA. Make sure like you keep track of that, 'cause the next year, especially if you're so close, we were so close and now we're set all the way back.
I'm so sad about it.
Yeah,
I'm
we're
so
so close.
upset.
Because what does silver get? They get
Well, silver,
10%
we get
off.
access to some events. We currently have like a $10 gift card that we have to use, by the way. We haven't used it. It's gonna expire soon. We get access to the daily drops right now. But if we hit gold, we get 10% off for the year. You get primary like help. And there's something else that you get. I have to look. Let me open up my app. Let's see.
That would have been cool.
We would have gotten, oh, free ticket protection. So
Wow.
we cancel up to 24 hours before.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm annoyed.
Yeah, that's. They should have said
I
something.
just, yeah, I just would have appreciated a notification.
Yeah, we definitely would have bought. I mean, two tickets, that's nothing. We would have definitely
Maybe we just got
matched
something cheap
something.
and been done.
Yeah.
So I'm frustrated about that. But PSA to everyone out there, double check your today tick statuses right now.
Yeah, don't do what we did. Learn from
Do
our
not
mistakes.
do. Learn and grow. Learn and grow, everyone.
Exactly.
So we thought that it may be fun, because this is our first episode of January, to kind of go back through and discuss what our current top five like favorite musicals are, like our big list
Of all time.
of all time. Go back through them, remind you them all of them. And then by the end of the year, we can reflect and see, has the list changed? Has something new come out on Broadway that's knocked our socks off and has changed our list?
Yeah, that would be cool. Could you imagine?
I wonder if it will. I don't think it will.
I don't think my
Although,
number one will ever change.
no, number ones will never change. But I was surprised that Sunset Boulevard made it to both of our lists now. So we did have a big change this year.
This year?
Last year, 2044, whatever. It's been a
I get,
day.
yeah, it's been a day. I was thinking about it though. Wicked isn't on our list.
Wicked used to be on my list, but over the years it's come off.
I would say the movie.
I like the
And
movie
that's
more than the musical right now.
me too. Which is weird. It's a weird feeling.
Very weird.
Weird feeling. But yeah.
So you go through your list first. What is your top five right now?
So my top five, going from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I
Yes,
guess that
ma'am.
makes sense. Five, I put Annie because that was my first ever like introduction to musicals. Four was Sunset Boulevard. Three is Hadestown. Two is The Outsiders. And then one, I don't think this will ever change, but it is Les Mis. I don't think that'll ever change.
You know, I'm kind of surprised, because I feel like at some point, particularly you talk about it so often, I'm surprised Hadestown has like not given Les Mis a little bit of a run for its money, because you talk about it a lot.
Well, yeah, but I think like when I if you come up to me or like a random person comes up to me and they're like, "What's your favorite musical?" I'm gonna say Les Mis. Like it's the first thing that comes out of my mouth. Newer stuff, I would be torn between The Outsiders and Hadestown. What would come out first? But
I
yeah,
could
I'm
see
obsessed with
that. I
Hadestown.
understand that. Yeah, see,
Yeah.
you know, I liked it when we saw it, but I don't feel like an obsession over it.
Obsessed. I feel like I'm like overanalyzing all the little things.
You talk about it a
Obsessed.
lot.
Yeah. I would love to go one more time before Jordan, but I was looking at prices. They're psychotic.
Well, we should enter the lottery for it.
I did, don't you worry.
I don't think I did. I gotta look.
I'd be losing. Losing hard.
I've been losing. Okay, so my list from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 is number
Blast off.
five.
Sorry.
Number five, Tarzan, which I've talked about how much I loved Tarzan on Broadway on here. It really like I it was one of the shows that really made me fall in love with theater, and it closed way too soon. Number four is Sunset Boulevard, which took us both by surprise this year. Number
Literally.
three is The Outsiders because it's just a masterpiece. Number two is Hairspray because I will always have a big space in my heart for Hairspray. And number one will always be Newsies. And like, I guess similar to you, I like someone says, "What's your favorite musical?" I'm always like Newsies, and I can't really see that changing. I don't think
I would
anything will
say,
take the place of Newsies for me.
yeah, that's what I was thinking about. But the funny part is, though, I have like no Les Mis. I mean, I have my playbills, like memorabilia.
Really?
Yeah, I'm looking because my book, I just reorganized my bookshelf. I have like the Wicked stuff that we got, the Outsiders book, and the playbills and the gravel like on display. But I have nothing from Les Mis.
We gotta get you something.
Yeah, I think I'll get a tattoo.
Ooh. You know, you spoke for a while now about getting a new tattoo. I was supposed to go with you, not to get one for myself. I was gonna help you and be your emotional support. We discussed
Yeah.
that.
I have one that I need to get covered up. Poor decisions as a young Skylar needs to get it covered.
You turn that tattoo into the Les Mis flag or something?
That would be sick. Or like the face, because that's face.
What about her face in the flag?
Something. Or like the barricade.
Ooh.
Ooh. And then a little, do you hear the people sing?
With some
Wrapped
music notes around
around
it. With some music notes.
it. Ooh. That sounds glorious. That is one of my goals in 2025, is to get another tattoo. Which is like in the wild goal to think about, but that's my goal.
A goal is a goal.
Yeah, I want that covered up because I feel like I've been talking about it way too much. But now it's time. And I need more Broadway. I mean, I have one Broadway tattoo, right? Just one. I have One Direction.
What? Like, where
Yeah.
do you have One Direction?
Night Changes. The
Oh, yeah, I
hourglass.
forgot about that one. Yes.
Damn it.
I think you turned that into something lame is.
Yeah, definitely. I think the barricade will be sick. I'll have to go on Pinterest. And Do You Hear the People Sing is one of my favorites. That was my ringtone.
Yeah,
Did you know that?
you do that over it with little music notes around it.
Right?
As if the music's coming out of the barricade.
Chills. Literal chills.
And they're multiplying.
Chills. Lovely.
So I know this is something we've spoken about in the past, but we also thought we should just like rediscuss the new year, new lotteries, rediscuss how we usually get our tickets, what lotteries are available, what we're entering, what rushes are available, all that jazz.
Yeah.
So we've been losing.
We'd be losing hard.
We've been losing hard. We've discussed before how to enter lotteries and all that stuff. We're not going to get into that. If
We
you
could
want
do
to
a
listen to
quick.
that, go back.
Oh, yeah. We could do a quick
Quick
recap. But
discussion.
also, I was thinking today was weird. We tried to do Gypsy Rush. So we're both there at 11. There is nothing.
On
Kept checking.
telecharge.
Telecharge, yeah, sorry. We kept looking, nothing. I went on at like 4:30, I said, right? And there were seats randomly available. We obviously didn't take them because by it was a 7 o'clock show. There was no way that we would make it there in time. But I guess with the rushes on telecharge, the closer it is to the show, the more they become available for like Gypsy, for like the bigger shows compared to like drag, maybe.
Yeah, I think they get released throughout the day. I don't think it happens all at one time, but I think to be honest, they want to wait and see if they can make more money.
Yeah, which sucks because like if we got tickets at 11, we would have saw Gypsy tonight.
Yeah. So I guess we have to keep trying.
Yeah, like I
But
said,
it's good to
I'd
know
be
tickets did
losing.
come up. Yeah, we've been losing. We've been entering Elf, we've been entering Gypsy. There hasn't been any outsiders.
We tried Sunset Boulevard this morning too.
Yeah,
What
couldn't
the
get in the
hell?
rush. Couldn't get in. Every time you click it, can't get in.
Insane. And then
But
I tried the other two. Like I tried N Juliet just because it was like 9:20. I was like, you know what, let me see the other ones. Nope.
nothing.
Nope.
It's very depressing. But I guess to kind of go through what shows are currently on what platform. So I feel like that's something we haven't talked about in a while. So on Broadway Direct, which you can access either through the website or in the Broadway Direct app, which is now what I've been using, by the way. It's much
There's an app.
easier. Yes, it's much easier to enter.
Oh, I'm downloading now. Thank you. The
You're
more you
welcome.
know.
Learning things every day on the podcast, every day.
Wow.
So on Broadway Direct's website or app, you can enter Aladdin, Death Becomes Her, Elf, MJ, Six, The Lion King, and Wicked. Now, on Telecharge, I'm gonna pull it up so I can give you guys the breakdown. Do do do. I'm trying to log in.
Wow, sorry, can I just say something? So
Say it.
last week, Wicked was 50 to 55. It was either 50 or 55 on Broadway Direct because I looked. I think it was 55. Now it's 65, the lottery.
Yeah, it went
They,
up.
yup, that's mean.
And what's interesting is all of Christmas week they had no lotteries. So I think they like waited a week. Hopefully people forget prices, and then they were just like, here we go, let's raise it.
And it's probably for like the last row of the theater too, if I'd have to
Yeah.
guess.
Oh, 100%. So on Telecharge, there's Stereophonic, there's Gypsy, there's Oh Mary, there's Outsiders sometimes. I'm trying to think what other shows are on there. Drag's on there.
I saw Teeth, but that's
Yes, Teeth
closing.
is always on there.
We've gotten Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen's on there.
Is that where we want it from?
I think so. I think you're right. There's no like list. It's annoying. There's no list on their website. So unless the lottery is active, you can't see it. But I believe you're right. I think Hell's Kitchen's on there.
Hills of California was.
Back to the Future is, but that's about to close.
Which I didn't see them this week because I was curious to kind of
I think they
maybe
haven't
get it
been.
again.
I think they haven't had it. I would enter it for Saturday if we could get in.
Yeah, I would too, definitely, because I would like to see it. I never saw Casey likes as Marty.
Oh, you have to see. He was a fantastic Marty.
Yeah, I saw JJ.
Yeah, he was fantastic. Oh, Suffs is usually on there. I think that's it. Romeo and Juliet, that's the last one. Those are the main ones right now. Oh, and Gatsby. Gatsby.
Yes, we are entering when Ryan McCartan comes as Gatsby.
We are entering every day.
Oh, every
I
day.
will
Because
not miss that.
I need to see that man.
So those are the ones that are on Telecharge. On Lucky Seat, which we are now going to now. Lucky Seat, you have. Once it loads for me.
Well, you have Sunset,
Yes,
Mulan.
Sunset, Mulan, Book of Mormon, Hadestown, Cabaret. And Big Apple Circus is
Where
listed
is
on here.
that?
I don't know where it's playing, but it's on here.
That's so funny.
Which reminds me, I need to enter some of these New York shows. I haven't entered Lucky Seat. I gotta do it.
Put this down.
I will enter. I'll enter for you. I'll enter
Thank
it.
you.
You're
That's a true
welcome.
friend. That's a true
Yeah, true friend.
friend.
Oh
You'll be there
God,
to the
the
end. When something is right, into the
end.
right?
Into the night. Oh, now that's a throwback. Talking
That's
about
a throwback.
throwbacks, that's a throwback.
And we just said that we felt old and we just dated ourselves right then by doing that.
Oh, 100%. We've never dated ourselves more.
Yeah.
Okay, so those are the ones really going on Lucky Seat. And then what's on Today Ticks? All In.
Yeah, we've been losing.
And Juliet has a rush.
A Wonderful World, Louis Armstrong.
Yes, Sunset Boulevard has a rush.
So this Cabaret on there.
Yes, Cabaret has a rush. Cult of Love.
Oops.
Cult of Love's on there.
Yes, which I would be curious to see that.
Yeah, I would like to. So we could also look at that rush.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, the Friday 40.
Book of
But yeah,
Mormon.
I think that's
Eureka
the Book
Day.
of Mormon
Sorry.
needs to be. No, keep reading. Keep going through it. Go through it.
Titanic.
Oh, Titanic, yeah.
Yeah, it's like Keurig, Carrig. The
Carrick.
Nutcracker, Rouge.
What is that?
I don't know, but Patti LuPone was there. Can we talk about that New Year's party with all the Broadway people and Nicole Scherzinger and
Crazy.
Patti? And then you have the
Crazy,
Outsiders
man.
cast?
I want to be there. Can
Mind blown. I
you
was.
imagine partying with Patty and RJ?
Could you imagine? It's so, like,
What a
you don't realize
combo.
how, like, small of a circle Broadway really is.
Not at all.
I
But
was
honestly, what
shook.
a combo. What a combo.
When I
Patty
saw that
LuPone with
picture,
RJ.
I was like, what is happening? Also, at first, I was
Crazy.
like, is that Patti LuPone or is that his mom? I was like, oh my God, no, it's Patti LuPone.
Oh my, you better hope Patty LuPone never listens to this.
Oh, she'll scream in my face, and I'll be so okay with it. Go ahead, Patty. Go off,
I would
girl.
feel honored if Patty LuPone screamed at me,
Would you
to be
cry?
honest. Probably afterwards in private, yes. But I think I would feel honored
I feel like I would
at the
go right
same
back at
time.
her.
You would yell at her?
I don't know. I
Don't
feel like she'd
even.
be
You would
yelling.
never stop it. You would never yell at Patty
No.
LuPone.
No, I think my feelings would be so hurt.
Yeah, like don't even. You would never, girl.
No, I don't think I would. I'd be starstruck and be like, I don't think I would process the fact that she's yelling until like an hour later. I'll go, oh my God, was she yelling at me?
Could you
Like something like that.
imagine?
That'd be crazy. Crazy. But yeah. So go to those resources. That's how we get our tickets. But over the summer, we did it a lot. Now that it's cold, we haven't really done it. We used to just go in randomly, like on the weekend with no tickets, and kind of just try the TKTS booth, SeatGeek, or whatever we could. We had a lot of success with that in the summer, especially on SeatGeek. We just haven't been doing it as often because it is cold. And it's not, we would spend a lot of time outside during those times. We don't really want to do it when it's this cold and yucky.
We can't.
Yeah.
We ain't built for that.
I did get a heated jacket though that I'm going to use.
Do you think
I'm
it'll help
excited.
enough?
I think it'll help a bit. Yeah, so
We'll have to try.
that's what we're doing. So, okay, I guess we should move on to our like big fun idea. Where we could talk about our perfect Broadway day. So it's a Saturday. We have all day. What is our perfect Broadway day gonna look like?
Are we each doing our own,
I feel like
or are we
ours
doing
are
it
gonna be the
together?
same. I feel like
I'm sure they'll
together.
align. I'm sure they'll
Yeah.
align.
So first
Okay.
things first, when I get to you, I'm going potty.
Yes, that happens every single time. Perfect Broadway day or not.
Literally.
Skylar comes over, she goes to the potty. We get our shoes on, we head out the door, we make a stop at Starbucks.
That's necessary every time.
I order either a mocha hot coffee or a mocha cookie crumble. You get your oat milk, something, something.
Yeah, so in the winter I'll get the, what's it called? Oh my God, why did my brain just go? The sugar cookie latte with oat milk. But in the like other months I'll get the brown sugar shaken espresso. 10 out of 10, the Starbucks by Michelle is chef kiss.
It's
Just
fantastic. They flirt with Skylar. She's very happy every
so
time.
happy. Love it. Love it.
So that's definitely the way we start our ideal day.
And then once you get in the car, we always have to pick the right mood.
Which is usually Outsiders
From start to finish.
for the music. And usually by the time we get into the city, we finish almost the whole album.
Yeah. And a
We
little
skip
into
over
the
some
dancing.
songs that we don't want to listen to, like Friday at the Drive-In.
Or Stay Gold makes us cry.
The
So
Gold makes us cry, so we skip that.
I honestly can't wait for
We
that
skip
song.
Hopeless War.
That makes me cry too.
But we heavily enjoy Justice for Tulsa. We heavily enjoy throwing in the towel. Yes, we will interpretive dance as well
Yes,
while
that's a part of
listening
my
to
perfect
it.
day.
Yeah, we throw the towel. We physically
Throw
throw the
the towel.
towel. And part of this perfect Broadway day is it's like 70 degrees, 80 degrees, beautiful
Yes,
weather.
70
Beautiful.
definitely. Like, we're comfortable. We're not sweaty. Our hair is looking
No.
good. We have cute dresses on. We're not cold. We got Starbies in our hand and our tote bags, and we're making our way downtown.
Yes, walking fast, making fast,
That's
and I'm homebound.
it.
So that's definitely part of it. Then I would say we get into the city, it's about 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. We already have tickets to a show. What
Yeah.
show do we have tickets to? The Outsiders.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. We're DeLulu. That's a part of it.
Yes.
We're loopy.
We're Loopy DeLulu. We're Giggly Loopy DeLulu, which, if
Yeah.
anyone has ever seen Michelle and Skylar with that combo,
Oh.
oh, good luck to you.
And they don't charge us for oversized car. None of that.
Yes, because they do that every single time.
Everyone's
That
kind to
pisses us
us.
off.
There's no
Everyone's.
getting stuck on the hills. None of
Oh,
that.
whenever we go to our parking lot that we usually go to, it's up a hill and Skylar usually cries. So that
Yeah.
won't happen.
We don't get to remember the time we got
But we
stuck.
do like our parking lot and we like our parking people. I think they recognize
They're
us.
nice. They're nice.
They're very nice. Once we park the car, we walk outside, we enjoy the beautiful weather. We start walking towards the theaters and we happen to see some Broadway people walk past us.
Yeah, like that time we almost hit Nicki James.
Oh yes. I guess I almost hit Nikki James in my car. I apologize, Nikki.
Sorry, girl.
Sorry, girl. But it happens very often that we're driving and we see people out the window.
Yeah, which is really cool. I think that's the funnest part. Just being able to be like, oh my God, look who it is.
And we scream while no one else can hear us.
Oh, yeah.
So we walk, we head towards the Bernard B. Jacobs Theater.
Take some pictures.
Take some pictures, get online, gossip, schmooze, walk in, see that Brody's performing.
Oh my God. I wish we took a video of that. We should have.
You were unhinged.
What did I say?
You said it in front of the lady who was checking the tickets too. You go, Michelle, he's in. He's in. And I was like, what? Like you just like yelled it to the lady's face too, and she was just like, okay.
And we both look at each other and go, I think I'm gonna cry.
Yes, we were like, we're on hinge. So now, this is where Skylar shines again because we go into the theater, we go immediately again to the potty.
Yes, we have our. Well, first we discuss it every time. I don't know why. We go, okay, potty, snacks, merch, if we want. Potty, snacks,
Yes.
merch. Because we always. Okay, so potty first, because we're like the first 10 people in the theater, so there's no line. That's a part of my perfect day. We're
Yes.
early, we're the first couple people in, we go potty, and then we go to the snack and we get some ginger ale.
We get some gingy and a Kit Kat bar.
Yes. And
That is 100% in my perfect day.
then we finally treat ourselves to the Outsider sweatshirt. We
Or
finally do it.
the jacket.
Or the jacket.
I want the sweatshirt more though.
We finally say, F it. And we say, here's my credit card. It's okay. And we get
One
in.
day, one day.
And then we stroll our way in the
With
not
our
so crowded
sweatshirts.
theater to the front row center.
Front row center or
Or
the box again.
the box again. And we have so much free time where there's nobody around us, so we could freak out a little bit.
If
And we're
we're in
just
the
sitting
front
there.
row, we shake because we're wondering if we'll get the book.
Yeah.
And no, you know, if we're in the front row, if we're not front row center and we still are in the front row, I at least want to be next to the pony boy seat. Not the pony boy seat,
Yeah.
but next to the pony boy seat so that they sit next to us during the opening number.
We could snatch the book. Snatch it.
The book.
Could you
We
imagine?
actually, last time we went, we saw a girl.
She
Brody
snatched
was
it.
hit. Oh my God. Brody was handing the book to one girl, and the person next to her like went to reach for the book and tried to snatch it away.
And she was like, "That's mine."
There
It's
was a there
so
was a fight.
wild.
There was a
It was a
fight.
fight. That was insane. Insane.
But yeah, so if we're
But
not
we'd be
front row
okay
sense,
because
if we're
we're
not front,
right next.
yeah. And listen, we get the book. Even one of us get the book. We share the book. We know
Yeah.
better.
Yeah. We're not gonna fight over a book.
No. So either we're front row center or we're in the box. If we're in the box, we cry, hold each other's hands, and freak out about how we're at outsiders again.
We take some selfies.
Take some selfies, cry a little more.
Take a sip of our ginger juice.
Have our gingies. Last time we both had a little bit of anxiety attacks because we couldn't believe that it
Yeah.
was actually happening that we saw Brody.
Wait, and we were so stressed out in him and getting him coming out, walking. I was like, walking up to the stage. I was like, I'm not even gonna believe that he's in until I physically see this man.
Yeah, because you know, any minute it could change. So we were like,
Yeah.
we need to see him physically sitting on the stage, and then I'll feel like this is actually happening.
Yeah, and then when he did, screaming.
Oh my God, you were like unhinged. But
Yes,
anyway,
I really was.
we see the outsiders, we cry, we have tears of joy. Like the, what's it called? Flashlights flicker at us during Justice for Tulsa.
No, they stop and we get to wave.
Yeah. They do the rumble, all the shirts fly open.
All the shirts, baby.
All
All the shirts.
we got close last time,
We
actually.
did, we did. We
We got
did.
we had a lot of shirt action.
Boom, boom, boom. Your shirt, your shirt.
The best part is every time one of the shirts flew open, you and me just hit each other, like making sure the other one saw it.
The best part is when we hit our heads together. That will not be the funniest thing ever.
I forgot about that. We were trying to whisper something to each other during the show when we both went in at
Both
the
did
same
it.
time. Boom!
Smash.
Stupid.
So bad.
But you know, part of our ideal day.
Yeah.
Honestly, that was our ideal evening.
Yeah, for Thursday, definitely.
That evening was amazing. We see outsiders, we go out. There's no one else at the stage door.
I was just about to say that. It's just me and you standing there.
Just us.
Just us. And
Because I
there's a
can't deal
spotlight
with
on
these
us.
fans.
Like
Yes.
the sun that was on my gray hair. Like that.
Because we can't
Yes.
stand some of these fans.
Yeah. And we just get to talk about how much we love the show. No pictures. We take no
No.
pictures. Our
We
phones are off.
don't even need autographs. We just want to tell them how
No.
much we appreciate the beauty in their work.
We cry, they cry with us. We hold their hands, and we have a kumbaya.
Ooh, cool. When we have a big kumbaya and everyone comes out, including Brody,
Yeah.
including
Because
Josh Strobel and Trevor Wayne,
all the
everybody, Jason
understudies.
Schmidt, they all come out.
All the understudies come.
Perfect day.
Everyone.
Perfect. Then we finish up, we have our nice conversations. Skylar and I get a little noshy.
We need some food.
We walk over a few blocks to Ichiran. There's
Oh,
no line.
no
We get
line.
right in and we get our delicious ramen. Skylar gets her vegetarian. I get my original. We get the extra garlic.
And you
We
know what they
get
say?
the noodles.
Oh, we have more gingy. You know what they say? You know what? You guys are so lovely. It's on us.
Yes. Yes. That'd be a gorgeous day. Free
It's on the
Ichiran. That gets
free.
pricey. Gets
Oh,
pricey.
it's so good though. I want it so badly.
I really wanted Ichiran again. But $40 to buy a ticket home box, which we will not do.
That was crazy. That was crazy. I almost got ramen last night from somewhere around here. I was like, it's not Ichiran. I was like, I can't do it.
I keep thinking, do I go get ramen at the wrong place near me? But every time I think about it, I'm like, no, it's not Ichiran. Like,
Right? I'm like, I want to save myself for it.
so Skylar, what do we do after Ichiran?
After Ichiran, well, we chill there for a little bit. Because now we're looking for an evening show. Okay, we don't have
True.
tickets for an evening show. So
True.
we
We
just
chill.
gather there.
True. We chill there as long as we can. Save
We eat
time.
slow.
We go next door to the Hershey store, get a free Hershey bar.
Yes, always a free. That's a hack, people. If you need a
Great hack.
little chocolate after your meal,
As soon
go
as
to
you walk in,
Hershey.
they hand you a free Hershey.
Yes, we do that. And then we start pondering. You have an option on your phone. Let's say I have sunset. You have
I don't know. What's ideal?
a new show.
A new show, Hamilton.
You have, oh, we've been on that
We've
Hamilton
been
back and forth.
trying.
And then, boom, price drops. It is now 6:30. Drops. Significant. And we both look at each other. And you know what drops? Hamilton.
Hamilton's in the perfect day.
Or maybe it's sunset.
See, I think sunset's in the perfect day, and it's like front row for sunset.
Price dropped to $50.
$50, front
Oh.
row at sunset, right in front of Tom when he strips everything off.
Yes.
Or and also when Nicole sings, what's it called? Oh my God, New Ways to Dream and everything. She's like singing
Oh.
to us. She's
The
singing to
way.
us.
It would be so freaky though, sitting front row. Like freaky in a good way, because you'd be able to see her face completely.
Yes.
I think the gunshots though, that would get me. I would be freaked.
I think we would be terrified, but in a good way.
I think it'd be like audible and I wouldn't be able to control myself. That
That
happened
is
last time
true.
too.
That is true. You talk a lot. You whisper under your breath during shows. You're like, oh my God,
Yeah. Yeah.
stop it, stop it.
I can't control myself. I can't
You do
control
that a
myself.
lot. You do that a
Yeah.
lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have
But
front row center. Tom Francis makes eye contact with me during the show.
also, the perfect day is we're early again. So we're able to go potty and
Oh,
sit down and debrief.
we're always early. We're always early.
And then they
And
release new merch.
new merch, it's a little more attractive. We again see Bobby Conte walking into the
Oh,
theater.
yes. Yes. Wait, no, somebody sits next to us.
Oh, that's always been in our dream day, is that someone from Broadway is sitting next to us, and it's never happened.
Yeah. Both sides, because we're in the middle. So get
Brody
one on
on Brody
each.
next to you.
Oh my God.
Josh next to me.
That would be insane. Because it was the last two tickets, so they had to split up.
Yes.
This is funny.
Yeah. Thank you.
This is perfect. So then we're both. Wait, who spots them first, me or you?
Probably you. You always spot the people. Sometimes I'll spot random people, like when we're in it. Boy, we're on the street, you're like, Michelle to the left, Joy Woods, Michelle to the right. Duh-duh. Michelle, Michelle.
Yeah.
I'm like, huh?
Did we ever say when we went to see Tom Francis do the Sunset Boulevard? And Josh Strobel comes out, and I'm videotaping. I go, Michelle, Josh Strobel, Josh.
Yeah, you noticed him
Yeah.
instantly.
Unreal.
You were talking about Josh Strobel. And I was talking about Joy Woods walking past us again.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So I guess I would spot them first, and my eyes would bug out of my head. They'd be like, and you'd be like, what? What?
I'd be
What?
eating my second Kit Kat bar of the day.
Yeah, and you'd be like, Skylar, what? Tell me. I'll be like, I can't. I'd be like, look at my phone, and I start texting.
Else do this? They just make up these like dream scenarios.
It's called manifesting.
Manifestations. So yeah, they sit on each side of us. They say, "Hey girls, I think you're struggling to see. Should I get you a booster seat?"
And a drink, perhaps.
And also there's no one sitting behind us, so we can get a booster seat without feeling guilty.
Or it's like a 6'5" person.
Yes.
Because it is sold out. Because those were the last two seats that they could grab. That's why
Oh,
they're
that's true.
separate. Yeah,
That's
so
true.
there's no plot
Can't. I'm done
holes.
with
So there's
you.
two men who are like 6'5", 6'6" behind us.
Yeah, so we can
So
sit
we don't
on
feel bad.
our teeny tiny boosters because we're teeny tiny women.
Yes. Yes. And then they're like, "Do you need a drink?" And we're like, "Yes, can we have some gingies, please?"
Gingies and another Kit Kat.
Please. And I pull out all my snacks from my snack bag, and no one cares.
No one cares. And no, actually, no, Brody cares. And he turns to you and he's like, I love your snack bag. May I share a snack?
I'm actually starving. Can I have some of your vegan snacks? That sounds delicious.
Then you have one of those movie moments. You reach your hand, and at the same time, we're getting off topic from our
Yeah.
perfect Broadway day.
And then at the end, the ushers come up to us and they go, "You just wait there. Wait. Wait till everyone leaves. You guys just stay." We're like, "What's going on? We have no idea." And they go, "We just saw how invested you were with the show that we want to like take you guys backstage to
And you
meet
can have your private meet and greet
you." Yeah.
with Nicole and Tom. Specifically, Tom.
Specifically. And then we just
Specifically.
sit back there and play some video games with them.
And then we're leaving the theater. Brody and Josh are like, "Hey, let's go see another show together sometime." We become their besties. We
Yeah.
walk. We go our separate ways. We
No,
head
they
back, get
walk
the
us back to
car.
the car. They
Oh,
walk us
that's
to the
true.
car
They'll be gentlemen.
to make sure we're safe. And then we get our car.
Is this creepy? What we're discussing? Is this creepy?
It's the Lulu.
It's the Lulu.
It's a
Honestly,
joke,
guys.
guys. It's a joke. It's a
Yeah, this is
joke.
all joking. Like,
Yeah.
yeah, this is all complete
It's a joke.
jokes.
But really, our perfect day is Starbucks. Go in. We have tickets for the matinee, but nothing for the evening. We get a really good deal,
On
and
an
we're like,
evening show.
we get our ginger ales. We're chilling, and we're just having a good time.
And we get our itchy Ron.
Yeah,
That's
always the
most
ramen.
important.
Always the ramen.
If you haven't had Itchy Ron, you must go get Itchy Ron. Sometimes we mix it up. We go to Broadway Diner.
That one's good. Where was the place we went? We got food poisoning. I forgot what
Carnegie
it's called.
Diner. Never go there. It gave us food poisoning.
Yeah, call them out.
I think,
Terrible.
actually, I think we spoke about it on the last podcast. Remember we were talking about how we both had horrible stomach aches and we were talking in British accents, waiting to go into Mama and Big
Yes.
Girl now.
Yes. And we were unwell. But yeah, definitely, I feel like ramen is always our go-to. It doesn't hurt our stomachs at all. And
Ichiran was
I've.
amazing. I will admit I once found a plastic in my soup, but they fixed it.
You got the whole new one.
Yeah.
Oh, I
That
forgot about that. I forgot about that. But
was
we
weird.
also ate ramen when it was like 100 degrees out.
Yeah.
We did not care. Did not care.
It was soothing.
I love soup. I love soup. But yeah,
I
that's
love
our perfect
soup.
Broadway
Perfect Broadway day. In our imaginary world, well, we have those scenarios with all the Broadway performers. Just like fun meet and greets. Just become friends with someone,
Yeah,
honestly.
like
That's really our
honestly.
perfect day. It's just becoming friends with someone and getting them to be on the podcast.
Or like being able to tell them like how much a show means without like people interrupting or like
Yeah.
talking over us, because we've had that so
So
many
many
times
times.
and it's so rude.
That's the worst part, is every time I feel like we're at a stage door and we, like, honestly, we don't really stage door for the autographs and pictures. Like, we don't. We want to, like, tell the artists how, like, we appreciate their work and what they've done and their interpretations of the characters. And every single time we want to say it to someone, these fangirls scream over us and distract their attention. And you could tell the Broadway performer is pissed. Like, every
Yeah.
single time. Like, they give them a look like, I'm moving on to the next
Relax.
person. Relax. And it's just, it is so rude and disheartening, and it makes us not want a stage door.
Like when it happened with me or Brent. That was that sad.
That pissed me off.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like we're not saying it to like be creeps. We're just saying it to be.
No, and I'm sorry, but most of you people who freak out over them do come off as creeps. I'm just gonna be
Oh
honest
yeah.
and put it out there. If it gets us canceled, I don't care. Honestly, most of you look like creeps. We see it.
I mean, yeah, like we're not stage dooring anymore. Like we're kind of done with it because, like we just said, we first of all, it becomes like a dangerous situation sometimes.
I got punched
Because
in the head.
yeah, you get pushed, you, and then it's so upsetting, like mentally, when like you it's your turn and then someone interrupts you, like, and you can't say what you want to say.
Or it's your turn and someone pushes their way in front of you and they skip your playbill.
Oh my God, had that
Remember when that
happen so many
happened at
times.
Mulan?
Oh, yeah, I was pissed. And I told that guy to back up, and he's like, I can't, or whatever. I was like, literally, you can.
Yeah, he literally, JoJo was up to you and he purposely like threw it in front of your face so he like she would
We
miss
put
your
it over my
playbill.
playbill, yeah. Like, that's not what stage dooring should be.
Absolutely not.
That's another tangent, but.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like we could have a whole new podcast episode about stage dooring at some point.
Well, I think we should because all the new stuff that came out, what I told
Maybe
you
we'll
today,
discuss that next.
we should because y'all need to come to Jesus.
Well, we don't support specific religions here, but yes, everyone needs an awakening.
You know what I meant. I didn't mean religion. I don't even
No,
believe any of
I know. I don't want this to get canceled.
that. Whatever.
People find reasons. They're like, oh,
Isn't
they
that
mentioned
fun?
Jesus. Canceled.
Or we're like copying them. Canceled. Crazy town.
Just so
This
you know, by the
world.
way, I just want to make one more comment. To y'all TikTokers who think everyone's copying you, if it was me, I would feel honored. That means someone likes my content.
Yeah.
Enough to do a similar content.
I
And
don't know
that's all
what.
I'm gonna say.
It's just like toxic, which is like sad to me because it's like we're all supposed to be connecting for the love of theater, which is something like it's almost like unique when you think about it because not everyone knows Broadway stars. Like, if you talk to a random person, like a lot of my family members are like, I don't even know what you're talking about. So it's like a niche thing and it's fun to connect on the internet. And but now you have these toxic people like fighting and like calling people out and just being mean. Like, is that what we really want to come down to?
No, and to be honest, like Skylar and I were talking about it even before recording the podcast. It's like the two of us are like, what is okay for us to post? What I mean, this never happened to us that someone said we were copying, but we're like,
Yeah.
what can we post? Where no one will think we are copying. Like, what are unique ideas that we can do? Because we're afraid that someone will turn around and try to get us canceled. And
Which.
we're just two people who like theater who talk about it.
And like everything we do is our own thoughts, like the things that are stated, the jokes that we make, like
And we
it's
work
what we
hard.
go
We
through.
really do work hard on it. We enjoy it, but we work
Yeah,
hard.
and we think it's funny. Peep Orpheus's New Year's resolutions. I think it's really funny.
It is funny. Everyone go look at TikTok.
Definitely. So that's our motto. I think in 2025, if I could say one thing, is let's just be a little kinder and not look to attack. I feel like everybody's looking for someone to say one thing wrong so that they could call them out.
Oh, 100%. I don't doubt that.
I don't think I've
Every
ever really
everyone
thought
is
that.
always ready to cancel people.
It's not even that. It's like, if you, like, we had this happen to us the other day. Like, we made one thing and someone interpreted it a different way and like tried to like joke with us as if we were like stupid. And like that upset me a bit because like I don't know. It's not funny to make fun of people. You might think it's funny. It's not funny to someone else.
Yeah, I don't even know if that person was trying to like make fun of us or just like it came off as a little belittling. Like, did they think we were stupid? Like,
Yeah. So I think everyone should kind of just, I
be
don't know,
nice.
yeah, and like stop looking for someone to mess up so that you can say, oh, well, this person did this, I'm blocking them, just so you know, because they copy me, I'm blocking them, or X, Y, and Z. Oh, it's sad to me. And as we go into New Year, let's all just be a little nicer.
I hope so. That's really what I'm hoping for this year. I mean, I guess that's it for the week.
Yeah, we were kind of all over the place, but it was cool.
Yeah, it was a random podcast week, guys, but I hope you enjoyed it. Once again, like always, you can follow us on TikTok at Love Letters to B-Way with one Y. Or on Instagram at Love Letters to B-Way with two Ys because the one Y was not available. And I will say, if this TikTok ban actually happens, please everyone make sure you are following us on Instagram. We have, in all honesty, way more followers on TikTok than we do on Instagram. So please, if you are only following us on TikTok, please transfer over to Instagram just in case.
Yeah.
We also have some exciting things in store. We may be getting a little more into YouTube or something like that. So we'll keep you
Definitely.
guys posted. Also, for any business inquiries, you can reach us at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. Once again, at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. You can reach us 24/7. I don't sleep. Skylar does only until 5 a.m. Then she's up and available for you while I sleep for like an hour before work.
Yeah. Well, this past week I've been sleeping in because I've been off, but I'm
But
back.
yeah.
That's gonna be tough. That's
When
gonna
are
be
you back?
tough.
Tomorrow or next week?
Monday.
Oof.
Ugh.
I've already been back. I've never been off.
Yeah, life
I
of a
was off one
teacher.
day. I was off one day.
Hard not to be a teacher when you get this, like, all these breaks and like random days. Kind of nice,
Maybe
but
I should change careers. Maybe I should become a teacher.
hey. Come back to school with me. I'm going back to school.
Maybe I will. I need something to do. We'll see. One day.
One day.
One day, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
Well, thank you guys for listening to our randomness today and our perfect Broadway day.
thank you. I hope you guys enjoyed. And we will say see you again here, same time,
Same
same place
place.
next week.
See you next week. Bye, guys.
Toodles.